Proclamation number 6351 of 10th of September, 1955. Power of intercession for the unredeemed. You don't know the power of intercession which is carried out with love. You would contribute infinitely much so that the kingdom of light can be opened to the souls in the beyond. But just as you can also help people on earth to change their will through intercession, because it is like a gift of strength which always has to have a good effect, you are all able to help people of a lower degree of maturity if only you sincerely include them in your prayer. If your love wants to help them and you now turn to me in prayer which is meant for their salvation. Only a little more love is needed amongst you humans for your fellow human beings and there would truly be a higher degree of maturity amongst people. But people who are already more in the light usually turn away from those who prove their affiliation to the adversary through their conduct, because they certainly detest evil but don't consider that they should help their fellow human being to get away from evil. A deep love also takes hold of the wretched, and you should kindle this love in yourselves. You should know that my adversary's power is still very great and that he is these people's lord and master. You should know that their strength is not sufficient and that they have therefore fallen prey to him because their will is wrongly directed. But you should also bear in mind that all people are my creatures whose return I always strive for, and that I rejoice over every single being which finds its way back to me. For this reason you also help me greatly if you take care of them in prayer. When you see your brothers in these people who are still far away from me and who are still languishing in utmost darkness, you must try to imagine their souls as extremely pitiful, helpless creatures who are grateful for every assistance, for every gift of strength, yet in their darkness they don't know that they could procure this strength themselves through the call of the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. This knowledge cannot necessarily be imparted to them, and they also reject it if you want to bring it to them. But they will feel the influx of strength they receive as a result of your loving intercession. A prayer you address to me on behalf of others I evaluate as if it had ascended to me from them myself. For now I can work in the course of my eternal order. I can now give something to the soul even though it has not requested it itself. Although the soul is still left with the free will to make proper use of the strength which now flows towards it. But a loving intercession also results in a change of will of the one to whom it applies, for it is a spiritual request which reaches my ear, which will always find fulfillment. For this reason I particularly urge all your loved ones, be it on earth or in the beyond, to bring help to them in spiritual adversity. Remember all those of whom you know that they have not yet found the right path to me. Take care of all those in prayer who are still in the hands of my adversary. Wrestle them away from him through loving intercession, for your love now gives me the right to a supply of strength which is otherwise not due to me because I do not dispute my adversary's right, to which those souls have given themselves through their will. My supply of strength, however, will only ever contribute towards changing the will, and your loving intercession gives those souls this strength. Loving intercession could truly bring about a great change on earth, yet you humans pay too little attention to those who are in spiritual hardship, for whom there is only loving support from you humans, so that they will be helped as long as they don't call upon the Helper and Savior themselves. Which, however, My adversary prevents and can also prevent because people are in bondage to him. But through a prayer of love for these souls you call upon me myself for help, and for the sake of your love I am also willing to help. Therefore, all of you make use of the power of intercession and be certain that you show both the souls as well as myself an exceedingly great love which I will reward. For I don't want to condemn but redeem, and thus you should also remember the unfortunate souls with love, not with hatred or contempt, for they are all only the victims of the one who is my adversary. Amen.